week, or first meeting of week of May 10th. Item, the consideration of the draft second term program. The program has been circulated to you, honorable members. Can we go through the program page by page? Anything on the first page, page one? Page two, agreed. Page three, agreed. Page four, agreed. Agreed. Page five. Page 6, agreed. Page 7,
page 7,
honorable, honorable Mania,
Chair, just, I'd like to make three general comments, but I'll possibly make them when you complete this program.
So then we're on page 7. The strategic planning session on the portfolio from the Northern Ireland. I think we will do that in the next one. The things that we have identified in the same approach of Tesla to the direction of the Northern Ireland. That is the base of the
Yeah, I wish to make three comments. The most important issue I think serving before Parliament, and I'm sure that all members will agree, is the Defence Review 2014, which has been tabled in Parliament. It's not clear to me how the Defence Review is going to be dealt with by Parliament, whether indeed it's going to be dealt with by this committee or by the yet to be established Joint Standing Committee on defence. I think that it's fair to say that I think all members would probably agree with me that the defence review should be our first order of business, and there is a degree of urgency in dealing with that document. I wonder, Chair, if you could give me your views on the document, whether you've considered how Parliament is going to take up or is going to deal with the defence review, and whether you have any idea whether this committee will deal with the defence review, or whether the yet to be established Joint Standing Committee on Defence will deal with it, with the defence review. Because if this committee is going to be responsible for dealing with the defence review, then I think the programme needs to be amended and it needs to be our first order of business. So that's the first one. The second point, Chair, is I did write you a letter yesterday in response to a letter I received from you yesterday, making some suggestions about what I think should be included on the program. I know that you're familiar with the contents of the letter. I wonder if you could just respond to that. And then finally, just to say, one of the difficulties we had with the program in the fourth Democratic Parliament was that programs were compiled and committee members had very little input into those programs. I'm pleased that we did get a letter from you yesterday asking for input. I think that was very positive, Chair. I just ask that we get that letter further in advance so that we can properly apply our minds to the issue with the relevant information. But I wonder if you could respond to my first 2 points.
Yeah. No, thank you very much, Honourable Honourable Members, in terms of the defence review, the document has been referred to the Joint Standing Committee on Defence, and that committee is not off the ground as yet. We don't have, especially on the part of the NH. Now, but meanwhile, what I did, I asked our legal advisors, to do some investigation as to what would be the role of the portfolio committee in terms of dealing with the defense review. So we'll get a feedback from them. But as for the presentation, we are a portfolio committee. There is nothing that should not be presented to us. The defense review is going to be presented on this committee. And then we'll wait for the advice from the legal advisors, and then we discuss that and consider that and also advise as to what we would like to see. And then in terms of you, I think the letter you're talking about, Honorable Minia, is about the amendments that you make. You know what I think, because you're talking about the allegations of corruption, I think what you should do, you should stipulate those allegations for me. I must have them. And then we'll see how we deal with them in the future. And then in terms of the operations of the SNDF also is something that belongs to the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. And then what we should be saying is that we need to have that committee established as a matter of agency. And the other one of the internal audit, we are going to have a presentation from the auditor. What I thought we should do is that we must wait for the presentation from the auditor general, and then we'll take it up from there. Thank you very much.
Chair, I take your point about operations and the Joint Standing Committee on Defence. I'll raise that matter with the committee. In respect of the investigation into alleged abuses at the South African Army Infantry School, the military ombud has now completed an investigation into that matter, and that report has been furnished to the minister. And I do think that at some point our committee needs to receive a copy of that report and also a briefing by either the military ombud or the Secretary of Defence. Then, in respect of the Department of Military Veterans, the audit was done by the department's internal auditors, which of course are different to the Auditor General. And that's why I think we should receive a separate briefing on that matter.
Honorable
Bobo, you'll follow. No, Chair, thank you very much. Chair, we are swimming. We don't know where are we now. First, we've got documents before us here, and we discuss other issues of which are not related to this document now, and of which the information that we don't have, we start debating here. Really, it's going to give us a problem. Why can't we get a relevant documentation so that all of us can read from that document and make our own inputs? Because we see it's very important for us to participate in this debate. And also, Chair, I don't think it will be relevant to single out one item out of all items that we have within the portfolio committee. and deal with one item. Particularly, you say we talk about the review, now we talk about the corruption, and we've got a lot of issues that we must deal with as portfolio committee. I should think our program must be clear. We can't single out one issue and make it as a burning issue or as a priority of this committee. All issues that we are dealing with are they must be prioritized, but we can't run after one issue which is prioritized by an individual or somebody else that really is going to give us a problem. Let's deal with the program, not an individual issue. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Chair. I think I tend to agree with Honorable Skosan because we are busy dealing with the program, but issues that are raised by Honorable Mini are issues that he may have written letters to you, but they are not before us. And if he wants the committee to discuss those issues, maybe you must request you, Chair, to table those issues here so that all of us participation can be maximum. But I think it's prevalent that many when you raise issues, raise other issues that he has either investigated personally himself or so is that confusing the committee. So let's deal with issues before us. Any matter that you wishes to put in here, we must request through you to be part of the agenda so that we can discuss all of us from an equal opportunity of all these issues. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I don't think there's that much difference. What we will do with the documents that is forthcoming, I think all members will have that documents. You will go through those documents. There's no document that is a secret document. And then we'll take it from there. I'll advise after everything that has been submitted to me. Thank you very much. Honorable Mania.
Chair, I mean, I was just in terms of process, I was requested to respond to a letter from you, how you deal, which I did, how you deal with the committee and whether you table that letter is, of course, your decision. I'm very happy to send you another letter which can be tabled before the committee proposing amendments to the program. The issues which I raise are burning issues. They were not investigated by me. They were investigated by the department. And if members recall, they were mentioned by the minister in her budget speech as matters that were important and had been investigated by the department. And I think that we have a duty as a portfolio committee on defense and military veterans to receive briefings and to apply our minds to those issues because they are very, very important in respect to the department.
Thank you very much. Honorable Issa.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want to reiterate, Honorable Chair, that all these issues that were raised in the letter or correspondence by Honorable Mania were matters that we actually discussed in committee and during the briefings for the department. And those were even questions that were put to the department that respond to within 7 to 10 days. So if members would refer to those minutes and to those briefing reports, they will find that those matters are all cited there, and it's not something unusual.
Thank you, Honourable Members. We don't have any crisis here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the issues are raised. I'll follow the process that I just given to you, so that if these issues we need to have them in the future program, we'll put them in the future program. Can we have a mover for the adoption? Honorable Whip, thank you.
I move, Honorable Chair.
Seconder, Honorable Isau, thank you very much.
That is done. Can we then go to our next item, Honorable Member, which is consideration and adoption of committee minutes.
As agreed about the minutes, we always circulate the minutes amongst yourselves and to do amendments even before we come here. So far, we do receive any amendments. We haven't received any amendments. What we are going to do is to just be procedural because we have a set of minutes of the 2nd of July, the 3rd of July, the 9th of July, and 10th of July. Now that we didn't receive any amendment, Honorable Sao?
Honourable Chair, thank you very much. When you receive the minister that day, the clerk of papers is actually not doing their job properly. And I don't blame the committee and the secretariat of the work, but certainly when we receive notice that papers have been put in our pigeonhole, it's actually not in our pigeonhole. So, I mean, late last night, I had to make some arrangement to get this minute, but it wasn't in my pigeonhole. So I did read all the minutes. There are some issues, there are some typographical mistakes that we could raise on the chief if you would allow that. And then one point where we just like to add a comment made, and they can check the hands off for that as well.
Which set of minutes are you?
That will be the second one. It is the 3rd of July.
The 3rd of July?
On page 3.
Page 3rd of July, page 3.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 5th bullet point. Stationaries with an E. Committee resolutions on point 4. That should be Military Veterans Act number 18 of 2011.
The citation. You're talking about the citation of the Act.
Section 5 of the Military Veterans Act number 18 of 2011. Mm-hmm. So those are two mistakes. Then I've got also on the... The 9th seems to be important.
The 19th?
No, the 9th of July.
The 9th of July.
That's the 3rd minute. The 4th minute is an issue. I think
what page?
The second page of 10 July.
Yeah.
I think the issue raised by Honourable Mania is that there's a contradiction in terms of underfunding and supporting the budget. That's the one. And then he raised the issue that we are not mandated to approve or support the budget. That is a corporate decision of the DA. Those comments were not added in the note, except that there were issues raised on the defense review and other things.
Okay, can we just factor that? Honorable Mr.
Chair, thank you. I didn't understand that we ought to send comments to the committee secretary in advance on the minutes. I will do so in future. Just in respect of the minutes on the 10th of July, page 2, paragraph 3, which my colleague has referred to, the objection I think has been recorded, but is not in the correct place. The committee, obviously, you summarize the view of the committee in paragraph 3, but the rejection is the objection that we recorded was an objection to the committee's view. So I believe that our objection should be recorded under paragraph 3. That's all. Under paragraph 3. I think the committee secretary understands.
The committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is in order, Honourable.
Otherwise,
Okay, then can we have the mover for the adoptions of the old set of minutes?
Subject to amendments.
Subject to amendments. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honourable Whip.
I move, sir.
Subject to amendments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is the now correspondence. We don't have correspondence for honourable members. Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.